Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Question on YouTube from Zoe Z at ESPN Houston, piggybacking off of her conversation about Shannon Sharpe's online exploits. He is in the Instagram Live Club now because he was boinking it out, and you could hear the audio on Instagram. Zoe asks, have y'all done something that should have gotten you fired, but you got a pass instead? Yes. One time I was mad about my computer not working. The computer wasn't working because through many temper tantrums where I would slam my fist on the computer, I'd actually damaged the hard drive of the computer, and every now and then it would just randomly shut off. So one time in a commercial break while over at 610, I got very mad that my computer stopped working. So I picked up my mouse and I threw it as hard as I could at the trash, but I missed the trash. It hit the window that you could see between me and Sean right now, Joe, in studio.
Yeah.
And it cracked it. It cracked the whole window. Because I am an honest man, I went straight into the office and I said that my producer did it. Kidding. I said, I went into the office and said it was beard too? It was, I think, Josh at the time. It might have been Figgy. I forget who. But I went right into the office and said, I'm sorry. I had a fit of rage. And the boss was very mad at me. I thought there was a chance I would get fired for that. Instead, since I admitted to it, I paid for half of the replacement.
Did they just take it out of your checks?
Yeah, right around Christmas time. It sucked.
Oh, that's
it sucked. Tough. I couldn't buy anybody presents.
Yeah.
Couldn't travel home. But it was deserved. I screwed up. There's been other moments as well. Like, there's been a couple of times early on where I was doing things I didn't want to do and I showed up a little late.
Yeah, I think the closest that I ever I got told not to talk. The host kept talking to me. So I went on the air and said, hey, I was told not to talk anymore on the air, so stop talking to me. And our boss was listening. And he yelled at me a lot. Mm. And I was very confident I was getting fired.
And did you?
No, I did not.
Oh.
I did not.
Okay.
I quit 2 months later and went to their competition.
Oh.
That's the one that stands out the most.
Okay.
I think I did spill coffee on one of the boards here.
It happens.
No, you know what? It wasn't coffee.
It was beer.
It was dip.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolute dirty, dirty boy.
So I'm sure there's like a pot on the old network board that doesn't work because there was...
Oh.
It got in there.
You animal. You gotta quit.
Use that board for years.
Sorry, Sean.
Nasty habit.
I mean, I'm sure someone else broke it since. Maybe, or did worse things.
It must, yeah.
But there you go.
Sean?
Sean, yeah, I would assume never.
Nothing like here or, you know, in like a grown-up job. But I mean, I did sell fireworks for my uncle. So like, you know, we weren't always 100% up to code. I'll say that.
Mm.
Weren't always following all the rules. So
yeah, but if you're all not up to the rules, then there's no reason to get fired. That sounds like you would get fired for following the rules.
No, there's some rules that you really, that other people, that if you weren't... the nephew of the owner, you probably would get asked not to come back.
Gotcha.
Texans and Bears Sunday Night Football. Joe Mixon, running back for your Houston Texans, had this to say. He wants people to be scared of your Bulls on Parade.
I mean, I think it's more so the, you know, the attitude and that mentality. You know, me and Steph talk about it all the time about how we got reservations and we late. You know what I'm saying? So we trying to go get to it. And, you know, when people turn on that tape and they play them Texans, they not out there bullshit. And when you turn on that tape, that's what you're going to see. So we only going to get better. We only going to get more polished in the offensive side of it. And he's got to do whatever we can to play collectively as a team.
Hell yeah, dude.
How much better can they be in the run game?
You're about to find out, bitch.
Probably.
Yeah, that's right. Joe George is wearing all Bears gear right now. He's got the hat, duh, glasses, duh, vest, duh, mustache.
Duh, claw.
What's dog claw from?
Caleb Williams started putting a claw up when he was doing things.
Oh, okay.
It's like a
you did that earlier. I was like, wait. Oh, I remember this now. Yeah,
Caleb's trying to claw.
Was Roma Dunze doing it too?
I think, they're trying to make it. The youngins trying to make it a thing. Trying to, you know, create new culture.
What would win in a fight, a bear or a bull?
A bear?
Wrong.
I mean, the bull gets one good shot in the bear.
Bull just needs to gouge his neck. Bears are,
Bears
are noted for being, not the brown bears. I'm sorry to be racist against bears. The brown bears are scary.
White
bears are the scariest, but the black, you guys are a black bear for sure.
Oh, man, it's a brown bear.
You guys are a pushover organization that have sucked your whole history.
No, the mascot's a brown bear.
No, it's a black bear, dude. It's a black bear. We can't actually tell what color it is because the bear is orange and blue, but.
Yeah, but the mascot. Mm-mm. Mascot for mascot.
Your primary color is navy blue, so I'm just vicariously, you're a black bear.
Blue bear.
And you could just, for those who don't know, if you ever go into the wild and you see a black bear, just go up to it and yell, ooga booga booga, and it'll crap itself and run away. It won't assault you.
Just to be clear, in case Paul's wrong, Paul said that. I want no liability.
Yell ooga booga booga.
No liability for that.
You'll be fine. Ooga booga booga.
Ooga booga booga.
Arms out wide, legs out wide. And if you do that, the bear will run away, much like the Chicago Bears love running away from the idea of ever having an offense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they run away from it.
Yeah, they do. They literally just want to stay on brand.
Trip and fall on their way to figuring it out.
We want our offense to look like it's 1930.
I mean, look, who needs to throw for 4,000 yards in a season? Not the Bears.
Yards aren't important, but it is amazing. I mean, there's 17 games now.
And they've never had a quarterback do it, ever?
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. It's not great.
Oh, damn, Joe, your chair's falling apart just like the Bears are going to fall apart on Sunday. For those who don't know, you can watch on YouTube at ESPN Houston or on Twitch at ESPN 975. A piece of Joe's chair fell off.
Joe should get fired for breaking the chair.
I mean, we don't have enough chairs in this place.
Am I in danger of sitting on this thing right now?
Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Hold on.
Not in the same danger that
the lever.
The host who broke one of our chairs would theoretically be in, but yeah.
Who broke one of the chairs?
I don't know. I feel like multiple people at this station have broken chairs, though.
I mean, we have a lot of broken chairs.
But why?
Probably because they're big.
But what do you...
Fatty Boombati.
There we go! I mean, less of a Fatty Boombati now.
The thing is...
Oh, athletic.
One of the things about the chairs in this station, which... for whatever reason, have always been suspect, is we've had good chairs and they've been broken. And I just am embarrassed that there's so many people that are in this industry that, I don't know, gave up.
Yeah.
Oh, athletic.
Yeah, we'll get there in like 2 minutes. Hey, look, man, we're about to cross 200 pounds. Okay, we're feeling good.
Good for you. You know, you are looking a little more svelte.
It did make me feel better with the shave.
Joe also...
I was a little worried about how fat the cheeks would look. I hadn't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
Really seen him.
It's a svelter face, and Joe has a mustache right now, too.
Yeah. But with the Texans and the run game...
They're going to run all over the Bears, dude.
The Bears...
You're screwed.
They did do better in the run game in the second half. The problem is that because Will Levis is a bomb. So they stacked the box. You can't do that against... It's why the Texans' offense is so deadly. Because you stack the box like that, and then C.J. Stroud is going to pick you apart. Like, it is... I watched the weirdest video. I was going to pull the audio, but it's not... It doesn't translate. You guys know Jon Gruden's doing a YouTube show now?
Yeah, we did know that. I wasn't sure if he's been canceled yet. I'm assuming it's just a matter of time.
I highly recommend the one when he talks about the Texans offense that just got put out. It's very funny.
It's funny?
It's just because it's Gruden.
Oh, okay, I was wondering but what kind of Gruden? Are we talking about ESPN Gruden or are we talking about emails Gruden?
I
want him to go fully unhinged.
No, it's very back to like the draft stuff.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like he keeps like trying to explain like how the players would call a hitch. He just kept grabbing his pants like, and then it's a hitch.
I want him to be the Alex Jones of football tape, you know, just to go all in and say some really ridiculous conspiracy theories. But all we got from John Gruden are a bunch of emails that were made public because the Commanders were getting sued. Daniel Snyder was getting sued. It's hilarious. No one has ever liked Daniel Snyder. And instead of moving on from Daniel Snyder, which everyone wanted, somehow the NFL said, you know what? Nah, we're going to save Daniel Snyder and we're going to make John Gruden into a pariah.
I mean, it's the NFL way. Like they protect the shield in any way they can. And they went after an announcer and a coach over an owner because they are like, that's what it's always been. The owners can do basically whatever they want. Mm-hmm. The fact that Snyder got like run out was still kind of surprising to me. I'll be honest. I never thought it would happen because it's like once one happens, you feel like they would open. Like, look at Jerry Jones. Like nothing as bad as Daniel Snyder, but like all the off the field stuff he's got, like it opens Pandora's box. I never thought we would see that day.
He's Joe. I'm Paul. We got a call, 713-780-3776. Pena wants to weigh in on Texans-Bears. Pena, what's going on? Happy Friday.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, so this weekend I will be putting ketchup on my hot dogs because I heard they don't like that in Chicago. I will be ordering thin crust pizza because Chicago pizza sucks. And you know what else sucks? The Bears suck wieners, Joe. Have a great weekend, Paul.
Thank you, Pena. I appreciate that. Joe needed to hear that. Joe needed to hear that. He has betrayed the realm with this.
They do eat hot dogs, so yes.
With ketchup on it?
No ketchup allowed.
But do they suck them? That was one of the things that Pena said. They eat them, but
I don't.
Okay.
I eat my hot dogs like a normal person.
With your teeth?
With my teeth.
A toothy hot dog eating.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
generally how you're supposed to do it, I would assume. That's not something the old folks are probably going to be able to do. I'm a mustard and relish guy on the hot dog. I feel like you got to do a little bit of both. Generally, you want to jazz that thing up. Put a little peppers and onions on that thing as well. Because, again, we're talking about like the worst possible meat. And it better be burnt a little bit. Otherwise, I don't want to do it. Anyway, he's Joe, I'm Paul, and Joe's Bears, my Houston Texans, they're doing battle on Sunday. We're going to pick that game against the spread officially, and we're going to try to pick games against the spread, the best games of the weekend. Hopefully, I do better, because good God, I had a rough first week. Stick around. We make some picks. Galan and George.
Hey, you should check out my friends at O Athletic. I'm not trying to be a fatty boombati any longer. We're trying to be a skinny boombati. I don't know if that still works as much. I gotta get Paul to educate
skinny
me.
Skinny weenie.
A what? Skinny weenie? Is that what you said, Paul? Just trying to lose some weight here. Don't wait till 2025. Start now. Get to O Athletic, 767 North Shepherd in the Heights, oathletic.com. You can find them at O Athletic on Instagram as well. They offer over 100 classes per week. You can sign up to work out with the trainer like I do. Cam is the guy I use. I can't recommend it enough. He's absolutely incredible. He's helping me with my diet, which has been a huge part of this. Workouts at home when I can't make it to the gym because my three-year-old's being a monster. It's a great gym. It's the gym for me. It should be the gym for you. Check them out, oathletic.com and 767 North Shepherd in the Heights.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. There's a lot of games you can watch this weekend.
He's got another one. Unbelievable.
He is gone. Kiss McKinney goodbye.
But Paul Gallant and Joe George are going to pick six games.
There's six.
Pick six.
Wow, that's got pick six written all over it.
You need to watch.
This is exactly what we needed.
We picked the six best games of the weekend. And then we picked him against the spread. I was 1-5 last weekend. Sean Mapes was 1-5 last weekend. Joe George, who wasn't here, was 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
Asterisk.
What?
Asterisk. I'm too lazy to go back and check what your picks were. You weren't here. I don't know that this is an honest accounting of the picks that were made.
I mean, it's in the group chat.
It is in the group chat. I'm just too lazy to look, and you weren't here last Friday because your tooth broke. So, asterisk.
Did I not tell you what really happened? My tooth was only a little broke.
It's only a little broke.
I got a root canal.
You got a root canal.
Yeah, that was apparently the real problem.
Okay. So do you have to do more?
Yeah, I'll be gone in like 2 Tuesdays. I got to get a crown put in.
Damn.
Yeah, not great. Take care of your teeth, kids.
Take care of your teeth.
Yeah.
And take care of your picks. Because if you don't do well gambling, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, you might be destituted out on the streets. Like homeless Harry on the corner of Westheimer and Fountain View. I just made that up. But there's a guy.
I didn't know.
Hanging out?
He looks like his name might be Harry.
Okay.
I wish him well. Anyway, let's make some picks.
Yeah.
First off, let's pick which one of these games will be the best and then pick it.
Okay.
One of these four games. You got tonight, 7 o'clock on Fox, number 20 Arizona at number 14 Kansas State. Two ranked teams. I don't really care about either of those schools. You got tomorrow at 11, number 4 Alabama at Wisconsin. You also have tomorrow at 11 on ABC, number 16 LSU at South Carolina. Or tomorrow at 6:30, Colorado, as I'm calling them, Colorado, LOL, at Colorado State. Which of those games do we care about the most? I will pick first.
I think Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not rolling off the tongue the way that I thought it would. What's interesting is in this game where Colorado has been talking so much trash this year. They were talking trash before the Nebraska game. I believe Shiloh Sanders, before suffering a season-ending injury, was telling the people at Nebraska during the coin toss they were going to roll Nebraska. Whoops. Yeah. Deion Sanders Jr., the social media manager for Colorado, claiming that the things that these other teams are saying to Colorado are way worse. So, Colorado, you're looking at them and you're thinking, oh, they're going to get beat by Colorado State this time around, a game that was very close last year. I'm not so sure now after hearing from Colorado State players Braden Fowler Nicolosi and Torrey Horton.
And that's just something that's been sitting on everybody, you know, mind since we came back from break. You know, we owe them. And we walked away from that game, you know, as, you know, we kind of left it all on the field. I don't feel like we left it all on the field because we should have murdered them guys. And, you know, they came out with that attitude as they were on top of the world. And this ain't no Cinderella story, so.
Got humbled.
For revenge.
Yeah, they came out with that attitude and thought it was going to be a cakewalk. They saw the reports, 27.5 points or whatever it was. And they got a rude awakening real quick. And I think it goes to show that the hype, the media train, all that, it only gets you so far. At the end of the day, you have to line up 11 guys against our 11 guys, and we'll find out who wants it more. And we'll see how far Instagram followers gets them.
Damn. Colorado are 7-point favorites against Colorado State, who are doing their own chirping this time around.
I was going to take Colorado State.
I was too.
I'm going to take Colorado. I'll take the points. -7.
Just for the sake of being different and since I need to catch up. And
I'll have a long season, Paul.
Because Colorado... I just don't want to root for them either. I'm picking Colorado State in this game.
Okay.
Sean, what do you got?
You got it at 7, right?
7 per mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
I'm going to lay the points with Colorado. I got a first-hand look at Colorado State. I don't know if they're going to be murdering anybody this year.
They just have to cover.
That is true.
North Dakota State covered against Colorado.
Keep it within a touchdown. Yeah, I guess Colorado is 0-2 against the spread so far this year.
Yeah.
No, give me Colorado. I just don't think with Colorado, what it comes down to is the other team's line play, and are they a good defensive and offensive line? If they are, they'll beat Colorado. If they aren't, they won't. I don't think they are. Yeah. So give me Colorado.
Up next in our pick six, we pick the six best games of the weekend. This is the best game of the college football weekend, and I don't think there's any debate about this. Boston College, head coached by Bill O'Brien. They are 14.5-point dogs on the road in Columbia, taking on the top 10 Missouri Tigers. Missouri is 6, which is interesting. Do I buy into it? I don't know. 6 of the top 7 teams in the country are in the SEC. Is that actually accurate?
Yes.
I'm a little skeptical about that. 6 of the top 7.
SEC. SEC.
I forgot. Sean Mabes is a Texas guy now with his Texas headband.
You know what? Sorry, I'm an Aggie guy now. SEC.
SEC.
I mean, I like Florida, but I'm not even.
No, do your ACC champ. It's okay.
Well, ACC might be a tougher conference now that Syracuse is back.
Yeah. And just Boston kidding. College back.
Boston College, the ACC team, 14.5-point dogs on the road. Who do you like?
I'm going to take Bill O'Brien and Boston College cover 14.5.
Let's go. I love it.
Like he's got him playing well. I'm going to run it until it loses. So I'll take BC plus 14.5.
The spread is so big, and it is SEC versus not just ACC. It's SEC versus tough school to get into in the ACC in Boston College. I still feel like they have some academic restrictions there, a la Notre Dame. But man, Bill O'Brien gets these guys to play. I feel like they're going to lose, but I think they can keep it within 2 touchdowns. I feel like Missouri wins it by 10, and BC gets the big-time moral victory in Columbia.
Like
Sean,
that.
How about you?
Give me Mizzou.
You taking Mizzou?
Yeah.
I think part of it is that
some Northeastern school going to come down to the SEC.
You're the problem.
In Missouri.
Like, I'm not one of those people that doesn't like Syracuse. I got no problem with Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have found the people who are going through the journalism program at Mizzou are way more annoying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's
Sean fired Ben DeVos.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Point proven. Sorry, Ben.
You know what? If in honor of Ben DeVos, if Mizzou doesn't cover 14.5, I'm going to complain about the refs.
All right.
For those who don't know, Ben DeVos is a person who covers the Houston Rockets online, who constantly goes viral for talking trash about the refs or for getting under the city of Seattle's skin and making them all like mass attacked him. All right, so Sean's taking Missouri. We are both taking Boston College to cover here. Ooh, this one, I don't even want to know what the spread is.
This one is gross. This is just a gross game, no matter who you pick.
So, Texas A&M, 4-point road favorites in Gainesville, taking on my Florida Gators. 4 is too low. I think A&M's going to win by 100. I think it's going to be 100-2. And I want Billy Napier fired in the second quarter.
What do I do?
Woo! Oh, yeah. Aggie Joe George here. He's
I don't know what to do yet.
Yeah, it's whoop.
I'm still learning.
Riffity, riffity, riff, raff, chiffity, chiffity, chiff, chaff, riff, raff, chiff, chaff. Let's give him a horse laugh. Ooh. Woo!
Yeah. A&M minus 4. Sean?
Sean?
Yeah, give me the Ags. I just can't. I mean, the Swamp, I want to be like, you know, it's hard to win in the Swamp. Texas A&M hasn't won a road game, I think, since like 2021 or something crazy like that. They haven't played Billy Napier on the road, though. Give me Texas A&M.
Our pick six continues with an NFL slate. This is a good one in the noon window with the Texans playing Sunday Night Football. Baker Mayfield, who might have been the best quarterback of the NFL week one, and the Bucs, 1-0 on the road in a very hostile Detroit to take on Man Campbell and the Lions, who had that Sunday Night Football overtime win over the Rams to kick off the season. this is an interesting one. I am tempted to take the Bucks, who are 7.5-point road dogs. Number. I'm taking the Bucks. 7.5 seems like a lot. I think the Lions win, but 7.5?
I mean, they looked good last week. I still really like Baker. And now because Browns fans also annoy me, the fact that they're calling in radio shows like we played earlier this week, demanding Baker over Watson makes me laugh.
I mean, I don't blame them. They were wrong.
Yeah.
They are so used to the quarterback sucking, they ran one out of town.
It's a natural reaction to what happened.
I hate to agree so much today with you, Paul, but I'm going to take the Bucs plus 7.5.
Good thing for our scores or a really bad thing.
I know. Collectively, we could just have the worst records ever. Again, I'm 1-5 right now, so you probably should fade.
Let's see. Last week when we all agreed on the Miami game, the Rams, Lions, and the Texans games, we all got it wrong.
King goes. We are 0-3 in the NFL.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you got?
What was it? It was 7.5.
Yeah.
7.5.
You can't do more than touchdown. I'm sorry. This Bucks team's pretty good. Like I don't think they're as good as the Lions or as good as the Lions, but they looked sharp last week. Now they were playing the Commanders in a pretty suspect defense in Washington, but it's not like the Lions are some great defensive team either. So yeah, give me the 7.5 in the Bucks.
Sunday 3:25 on CBS. The Kansas City Chiefs host the Cincinnati Bengals. These teams have played each other 5 times since 2022. The Bengals are 3-2 against Kansas City. They are the only team that I think has a winning record against Kansas City over that stretch. The Chiefs are 6-point favorites. Remember, the Bengals did lose to the Patriots this past week, but for whatever reason, they're saying stuff like this. This is Ja'Marr Chase when asked, who's the team to beat in the AFC?
Everybody knows that, bro. It's not no if, you know what I'm saying? We are the team to be in the AFC, and we know it, and we got to act like it, and we got to play like it, too.
Unbelievable.
I still don't know why I said that.
I don't either. And you've also got Cameron Taylor-Britt saying this about Xavier Worthy, who had 2 touchdowns in his first game in the NFL.
What does Xavier Worthy bring to this KC offense that you guys need to be prepared for?
That's about it. He can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. We can't do too much else, so that's about it. Feel like you put your hands on him. He's only 100-something pounds. So if you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed. So basically get hands on him.
But you got to get your hands on him.
They should not be talking trash after they've lost 2 straight games to the Chiefs. I get that those games have been close. All the games have been close between these two teams. The Chiefs are 6-point favorites at Arrowhead. You expect the Bengals to be better. I don't think they're as bad as the team that lost to the Patriots yet this past Sunday and Jacoby Brissett. But I feel like all this chirping that they are doing at Kansas City is going to be their undoing. And I think Kansas City will take this one personally. Don't give the defending Super Bowl champions any more ammunition. You've already given them enough over the last 2 years, and it hasn't helped you at all. You're 0-2 since you started chirping.
This is a hard one.
I'm taking the Chiefs. Points.
My gut says take the Bengals, but I don't think Joe Burrow's healthy. I think he's hurt, and they're lying to us about how hurt he is. So I'm taking Chiefs minus 6.
Yep, we all agree. Defending champ, you know, better team, more rested because they played on Thursday. Bengals played on Sunday, and yeah. Do you like anything that's coming out of Cincinnati right now? No, thanks. Give me the Chiefs.
The last one. Sunday Night Football.
Hey, before we make, let's make sure we tell the people the news that just came out. The roof will be open.
For NRG Stadium?
For NRG Stadium on Sunday Night Football.
That's news to me.
It's probably because they don't want people to see that the roof has holes in it.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, that's definitely, they don't want the Sunday Night Football crew to notice.
Yeah. But the plan is to have the roof open. There'll be a fireworks show.
It's the equivalent of hiding stuff under your bed to make it look like you cleaned your room.
Yeah.
I know this move.
I mean, we have an excessive heat warning today for what it's worth.
It'll be 7:30.
Yeah, we're all right. It'll only be 89 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, the sun will almost be down by kickoff.
I'm looking for what it's supposed to be. It says it feels like 101 today.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Love that.
Glad I wore long sleeves.
Next 48 hours. I don't care about Harry Potter night at the Colorado Rockies Stadium. I'm just getting all sorts of pop-ups on this computer. Sunday at 7 p.m.
It looks like it's going to be 90.
Yeah, that's a lot for an open roof.
I might not be able to wear this on Sunday.
You definitely won't be able to wear that. You're going to be sweating.
I'm going to wear it, but I'm going to just be...
Bring deodorant.
I will.
Maybe an extra
shirt. I'm not going to wear jeans. I'm wearing shorts.
I think this helps the Houston Texans out. 6.5-point favorites at home, Sunday night football. It's going to be hot. Bears aren't going to know what to do. They already don't know how to play offense. The Texans are due to kick a mark-ass team's ass. Texans 359, Bears 2.
Sean?
Oh, they get a safety. Yeah, Texans by more than one touchdown.
Let me tell you something. The Chicago Bears are going to be down by 3 points. 3 points, they say. 3 points. Not three. 3 points, they say.
We say.
And they'll have a chance to take the lead. And then Caleb Williams is going to throw a pick six, and the Texans are going to cover the spread. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I don't give gambling advice with my heart. I get it with my brain. I'm taking the Texans to win by 10 points.
That wasn't Mike Ditka. That was Dick Duron.
Yeah.
Although they were actually pretty good with Dick Duron.
Yeah, they were
right?
Okay. Yeah, and they were fine.
Anthony Thomas days, the A train.
Yeah, typical. You know, Bears team can't. You know.
Can't score good, running back.
Good running back. Can't,
great defense.
Bad quarterback.
Can't beat the Packers.
I think the Texans win this game by 10 points. I think it will be competitive, but either Caleb will cost his team the game at the end, or CJ will lead a drive that gives the Texans a 10-point lead.
That is our pick six. He is Joe. I'm Paul. Sean's behind the glass. We keep tabs on those picks. Hopefully we all do better than we did last week. Joe at least was at 500 for what it's worth.
I'll take it.
By the way, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, TDECU Stadium. The University of Houston Cougars take on the Rice Owls for the Bayou Bucket. 713-780-3776. Caller number 3. You win a pair of tickets to the game. It's going to be a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Tickets start at just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS now to get your tickets. How about that? The last ever Bayou Bucket. Don't you want to go to that game? Thanks to us again. It's 713-780-3776. I'm trying to see what the spread of this game is. The Cougs? 4.5-point favorites looking to avenge last season's L to Rice. What if the Nerds win the last 2 games ever of the Bayou Bucket? You got to be out there to support your Cougs. So make sure you're calling in 713-780-3776. Caller 3. It's Galan and George. He's Joe. I'm Paul. Some final thoughts on the Texans and Bears and a fun weekend of football ahead of us next. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with Galant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul and Joe.
So you ready? You ready for the hurting?
I'm ready for some football.
No.
I'm ready to see him.
No.
It's been so long since I've seen Clay singing the national anthem.
I forgot about that. Clay Walker, for those who don't know, the man who sang arguably the most important song in the history of Houston. Tops drop. Want to be a baller? Football time in Houston is the most important thing that has ever been written musically in the city of Houston. Although it might have been written in Vidor, Texas, whatever. It's fine. It's kind of nearby. Sort of. Clay Walker's going to be singing the national anthem for yet another season opener for a Houston sports team.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to tailgate.
A tear comes to my eye just thinking about it, but just imagining the sheer patriotism as a giant flag of the United States is pulled across the field at NRG Stadium just a couple of days after the 23rd anniversary of September 11th to see the most American sight I possibly can see. Clay Walker singing the national anthem before a Houston sporting event. I'm glad that some traditions are being kept. And a lot of people didn't like seeing this. A lot of people didn't like that Clay Walker is going to sing the national anthem.
They want the Texans to move on. They want the Texans to find a new person.
They want all Houston sports teams to move on. And to them, I'll just say it. You're an un-American communist.
Just, you know, tradition. Some traditions never die.
You may as well burn the flag if you don't want to have Clay Walker singing the national anthem. Because Clay puts the W in Walker, and the W in Walker stands for winning.
Mm.
Clean that up a little bit.
Can I try again?
Nope.
Okay. I figured I'd ask. Make sure. I can't wait for Sunday night. It's going to be fun that they're going to
have you should want to wait, though, because you're going to get smoked.
Yeah, probably.
You're going to get killed. Absolutely destroyed, beaten. Not by the fans, because no one's going to beat you up.
No, because the fans are nice, because they're probably just going to pity me by the end of the game. And, like, that's okay. You know, it's just, you know.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, like, hey, at least Caleb went for over 100 yards this time. Good job.
Yeah. Or if it was, like, a touchdown pass. It'll be, like, a screen pass. Like, DJ Moore takes, like, 85 yards. Caleb Williams does none of the work but gets all the credits on the stat sheet.
That'll be the start of his highlight page.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, if the Bears want to win this game, they should just do what every person does in Madden, which is just run four verts every single play, and eventually
you'll get Jimmy Ward.
We'll screw up.
That is one thing I'm not really sure if I'm worried about it, because I don't really know if you can build the whole offense out of it. But I do, the first time Caleb Williams rolls out of maybe a clean pocket, or maybe he's under siege and he rolls out and he's buying time and he just cocks back, in that split second I'm gonna be like, oh my god, this is a touchdown. I've seen him at USC too much to where the run around, throw it deep. I'm going to be like, Jimmy Ward's going to be falling down next to Keenan Allen right now.
Yeah. I mean, like, if the Bears have a chance, it's going to be that. It's going to be some of the messy stuff we saw last week. Like, one of the possessions that stands out from last week's game was with the Texans at a 3rd-and-2. They got a false start. That one was not on Laramie. I think it was on Kenyon Green. And then CJ got sacked on the next play. You know, like, I think that's what Bobby Sloak was talking about earlier. Some of the missed opportunities from this team. Like, there was that week one sloppiness. So how much more is corrected? And then Aaron Wilson reported earlier that Juice Scruggs is dealing with an injury, and that if he can't go, the kid from Notre Dame, which now I can't remember his name.
Jared Patterson. Some Notre Dame fan you are. Some Bears fan you are.
Well, he's an Aggie fan.
I remember Blake Fisher's name, but I forgot Jared Patterson.
No, he's more of a Kenyon Green fan.
He had a great game. I mean, he was a monster in week one.
He was really good.
Which, like, that we're not going to do, like, in-depth offensive line talk on this show.
I will never watch offensive line film ever
again.
But
when people who do that stuff say good things, I'm like, yeah, Kenyon Green, welcome back.
About time.
Or welcome in, I guess. It's not really a bat.
So I really love it in pass protection, as did the Texans offensive line as a whole. Maybe that's also where the Bears could theoretically do something. They get pressure on C.J. Stroud, they force a errant throw that one of the Bears' ball-hawking defensive backs are able to get. But I feel like that's where the Bears are going to have to score.
Mm-hmm.
That it's one of those games where, at least as currently constructed, if we're being honest, the Bears are a team that needs you to help them. At the end of the year, we could be saying entirely different things. I'm not going to make a ruling on what Caleb Williams will be at the end of the year right now. I mean, last year we saw with C.J. Stroud, first game, he looked lost. Second game, he didn't look so good until the third and fourth quarter, and that's where we finally saw him being special. But I will say, given that C.J. Stroud has looked as good as he's looked, I do feel very good about my conviction, my take on all rookie quarterbacks. They're probably not the guy. It's very unlikely that there's going to be somebody on the same level as C.J. Stroud was his rookie year, right after C.J. Stroud was drafted, even if Caleb Williams is the most hyped prospect that we've seen since Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, and what C.J. did, like, it's so unfair to any rookie quarterback that comes into the league to put that on them. I think we've seen two examples of this. C.J.'s one, the other one's Josh Allen. Like, to everyone's like, well, if Anthony Richardson develops how to throw the ball over the middle of the field like Josh Allen did, I'm like, okay, When's the last time you saw a rookie quarterback suck for 2 years and then turn into one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL like Josh Allen has? It never happens. What C.J. Stroud did never happens. What Josh Allen did never happens. Like, they're unicorns in this. So it's crazy to have those expectations. But yeah, if the Bears are going to win, it's going to be because of the deep ball. If the Texans are going to win, it's because they're just a way better team.
It's right. It's because it's expected.
Yeah, you know? It's expected. It's not. It's what you should think is going to happen.
And I want a blowout. I mean, they beat Indianapolis this past Sunday, but I said it once. I'll say it again. They were fortunate that they were going up against a quarterback who is still working through major accuracy issues, though he is definitely fun to play with in Madden. He is a guy that has a lot that he needs to improve on, and a better quarterback, I think, would have beaten the Texans. I think maybe even pre-concussion Tua Tagovailoa, if he was under center for those Colts, even after a rough game that he had against the Bills, I think he would have gotten it done. But new week, new game, and the Texans do seem rather focused this week. The game's on Sunday Night Football. Don't embarrass us. Ultimately, that's the thought that's in the back of everybody's mind right now. Just don't embarrass us. Like, I think we'd all take a win. We'd love a beatdown of Chicago. Don't blow this. Don't lose. Don't let Joe George come in on Monday.
Because I like this job and I like the people. I don't want them to hate me. I just really want the Texans to win by less than 10 points.
Okay.
Win by 8, so I get the spread pick for our pick 6. And then, like, don't embarrass me, Texans. And also, like,
you want a
please.
Respectable loss where the Texans cover.
But you're trying to middle this.
I'm trying to middle it hard. I'm like going right points. Down the middle, okay?
You only have 2 points of wiggle room.
The Bears podcast I'm doing, we're in the beginning stages. This job is still more important. So I'm rooting for the Texans a tiny little bit. So, but, you know, hoping for a good game.
Chicago accent came out a little bit.
Stop, Bears.
I noticed that, too.
I think it's because I'm forcing it from, like, the SNL skit that, like, if there's, like, little things I'm saying that it's popping out.
It's hard to force an accent in there. I mean, obviously my Foghorn Leghorn accent sounds like every single Southern person. Yeah. But if I'm saying the Boston accent, it really is tough to not swear. I have to swear to like really get into the character.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Gallant and George. He's Joe and Paul. We got Sean behind the glass. A little garbage time before we wrap things up. I cannot believe this keeps happening to this extremely prominent football team. It's really hilarious at this point, though someone needs to have an intervention with these guys. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
Ah, I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
I can't believe that this happened today. I saw it. I thought for sure this is a parody account that's putting fake news out there, like some of these accounts online that put out headlines that are just believable enough for people like myself to retweet them and say, oh my God. But another Georgia player has been arrested for reckless driving. Georgia sophomore defensive back Daniel Harris was arrested late last night for reckless driving and four other misdemeanor charges shortly before midnight. Reckless driving, not wearing a seatbelt, operating an unregistered vehicle without a license plate, driving without proof of insurance, and having illegal window tint.
You lived it, so you might know better than most. You get any, like, Urban Meyer Florida vibes from Georgia?
Well, there needs to be a little more.
Because all the bad stuff really happened in the NFL, right? Like, in college, what was it? Like, there was, like, Cam Newton. Like, there wasn't, like, the bad stuff. I'm not saying, like, some Georgia players.
Aaron Hernandez did things at Florida that were too dissimilar to what he did with the New England Patriots.
The Pouncey brothers were on those teams.
So it's like Florida light?
I mean, they have 24 incidents since 2023. So yes, it is Florida light.
It's just like the thing with Florida though. Why you can't compare them to the Florida Gators is because they really only have the Georgia only has one move. It's reckless driving. And
it's just
racing.
Crazy. It keeps happening.
Yeah, just everyone on their team loves racing cars, but Florida gave you a wide variety of criminal behavior.
That's what's insane. I mean, you had the guys die. You would think that would stop it.
Yeah.
No, there's been 23 incidents since the guys died. 23.
Yeah, Kirby. If you're Kirby Smart, I don't even know what you do.
We like, played audio of him in the offseason saying we've been telling them to stop, and they clearly don't.
Yeah, because this isn't even something that, like, I feel like when you go to like a home visit, you could tell. Like, until you get these kids behind
the
wheel.
You can tell if they're going to go Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Like, until they get a fancy car that they probably got through the NIL deals, you don't know that they're going to be these Looney Tunes when they're behind the wheel.
By the way, Carson Beck has a Lamborghini, and I think he's the only guy that we haven't heard anything happen with. He claims he doesn't like fast cars. Sure, dude.
Probably has a deal.
He definitely has a deal.
It's an NIL.
Yeah, Bijan had one, right?
But what I'm trying to say is, I mean, the whole program is being given these amazing cars, and they're driving like absolute maniacs.
Yeah, they got to stop. They got to trade out all the NIL cars for NIL Uber.
I just think Georgia should prevent these dealerships from giving NIL out.
Man, just hey, do we have a Kia dealership or something?
Yeah.
Honestly, with these guys, it might not matter.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the thing is, like, with the cars, like, like you mentioned, like, the Texas guys have these car deals. Old Miss guys have car deals. Like,
Georgia.
All these big-time colleges have NIL deals with luxury race cars. The only guys that get in trouble are Georgia players.
We have another story in the world of sports and garbage time. The Minnesota Twins released minor league catcher Derek Bender yesterday, after he told opposing hitters the types of pitches that were coming to the plate during at-bats. Why did he do this? Because he wanted the season to end. I relate. September baseball blows.
Wow.
He wanted the season to end. He told players he wanted the season to end. Through his agency, Bender declined to comment. The Twins declined to comment. He was a sixth-round pick a few years back and signed with the Twins for $297,000.
Ugh. What a scumbag.
That's not even enough money to never play baseball.
Listen, he just knows he knows that it's not for him, and he wanted to get to the end of the road as quickly as he could.
Yeah, I
imagine he'll never play again, but yeah, I respect
that. He cannot play. Or maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe he can be Trevor Bauer's catcher in Mexico or something, but yeah, I don't think the track to be on the show is anytime soon.
I wonder if the follow-up to this is if he bet on the other team to win in addition to winning the season.
There's no betting.
There's no betting in minor league baseball?
I've never seen it. I've seen sports books onshore and offshore offer AAA betting.
Okay.
He's an A-ball.
So we can bet on our beloved Space Cowboys.
In some places, yes.
Bet them to win.
I don't think if they're offering betting lines on like that level of minor league baseball, like A, those people have a problem. B, like this stuff's going to happen way more because how often are you going to get caught? This guy just is total scummy.
The original Space Jam movie with the catcher telling Michael Jordan what pitches were coming and Michael Jordan still striking
inspired.
Out? Yeah, and he was like, I could do that.
Yeah.
But he probably wasn't playing against Michael Jordan.
I think that's based on a true story. In Space Jam.
It has to be something that actually happened to Michael Jordan.
That minor leaguers were like, hey, dude, fastball.
Fastball coming.
Or like maybe there was a rule like before the game. It's like, hey, we only throw Mike fastballs and that's it.
Belt high, mid-80s fastballs.
Yeah.
I like this guy.
I know you do because you hate baseball. You think baseball is too long of a season.
I hate September baseball especially. So shout out to this guy. Doing everyone a service.
What's his name? Bender?
Derek Bender.
Derek
what
Bender.
A name, too. I hope he goes on a bender tonight. Celebrate the end of having to play baseball.
To end his baseball career.
Dude, wait till this guy like now is to sell insurance and you like realize how much a 9-to-5 sucks.
I want him to come on the show. We'll just dump on baseball together. It'll be great. Joe's going to be like, my cubbies!
I would love to have this guy on the show, I will say.
Yeah, where's he from?
He's an American hero. I don't know. Who cares?
Well, if he's from Houston, then, you know.
If he's from Houston, that's all
studio.
That matters.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Houston, and I put on for my city, even though I lived in multiple other places before that. I'm in town, baby. And, Joe, I hope we kicked your ass on Sunday.
I understand, but I hope that they just survive.
I hate the lack of fight.
Here we go. Bear down!
This That was like a Boston accent.
I know. You were saying you were the Boston accent during the break and it threw me off. Da Bears.
That's going to wrap up today's edition of Galan and George. He's trying to make the claw thing happen. It's not going to. Texas
Storm!
That's it. Killer Bees are next. Bye.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.